Now let's look to the Lord and ask God to pour out his anointing here today, and just let that full-fold anointing, that his word will not return void, let it accomplish wherein that God has said it's going to, and just give us the victory, amen, in every avenue. Let's look to the Lord now. Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, the only name under heaven's sky, wherein we can be saved. Lord, we look to you and ask for that anointing. We ask for that holy unction. We ask for the mighty power of God to be manifest in this message today. Send it forth to the four corners of the universe, and God, let people receive the message of word and truth and of power. And God, we praise you and thank you for that you are moving and you are on the scene. And we praise you for that and glorify your name in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. I want to go to Ecclesiastes in the 12th chapter, verse 13 and verse 14. I want to start there today. The word of God simply says in verse 13, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God, keep the commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work unto judgment, and every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. I would like to speak a few minutes today on the thought of the judgment. For we are a judgment-bound people. We're all set to that understanding, and we are all a judgment-bound people today. And we just praise God that his word, amen, is here before us, and it is alive, and that word is alive in us today. Amen. But the word said that we are a judgment-bound people. Then in Acts, we find in chapter 17, verse 30 and verse 31, And the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth that all men everywhere repent. Verse 31 says, because he has appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man who he has ordained, whereof he has given assurance unto all men, in that he has raised him up from the dead. We'll find out later in the message today who he's talking about there. Most of us that are born again of the Spirit knows exactly who he's talking about. Amen. Jesus Christ, the righteous judge of both the quick and the dead. And then we go to Romans, amen, substantiating the fact that God said we are a judgment-bound people. In Romans, in chapter 14, verse 11 and 12, for it is written, as I live, said the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God, so that every one of us will give account of himself to God. Now, a lot of people are under the impression if they had good parents, that makes them okay. A lot of folks feel that they, you know, well, I've got good grandparents, that makes me okay. Here, according to the word of God, every man will give account for himself. Amen. Man, woman, boy, girl will give account for themselves. It will not be on the merit of what, you know, their parents have did. It will not be on the merit of your companion may pray around the clock. But you cannot go on the condition of what your spouse does, your husband or wife, whichever it may be. You have got to get an experience for yourself. Amen. And God has plainly said, every man will give account for his deeds, and every man will stand before God for that judgment. Amen. Then as we press on just a little bit further, amen, we find, amen, the subject continues on in Hebrews. In Hebrews 9 and 27, and as it is appointed unto man once to die, but after that, the judgment. Amen. After that death, after this, the judgment. Once appointed unto man to die, every man, every woman, every boy or girl will go through the transformation of death. You'll go through transformation of death unto eternal life, or you will go through it unto eternal damnation. The judgment will determine that, as so shall we see as we continue on in the Word of God. Amen. Then Hebrews. No, let's go first. Let's go to 2 Peter in chapter 2 and in verse 9. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations, and to preserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. Amen. Somebody was telling me the other day, they had a discussion with somebody, and they was telling them how that they didn't believe that there was any hell. Amen. I believe my wife was telling them, somebody she had a discussion with, told they didn't believe there's any hell. Well, God said he's going to reserve the ungodly. Amen. He's going to reserve them to their punishment. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. The grave is not the end. Amen. Some say that people are just laid to the grave and that's the end of it. Some say that there's no judgment, but that's not so according to the Word of God. And every man, woman, boy, or girl, again, I say this, will give account for their deeds and their sins. Amen. Then also right there in 2 Peter, moving over another chapter, and chapter 3 and verse 7. But the heavens and the earth, which are now, by the same word are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. Verse 8. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing. Amen. That one day is with the Lord as a thousand years, and a thousand years as one day. And God said he's not slack on his promises. Amen. And God goes on to explain in verse 10, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief, in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away and the great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, and the earth also, and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Amen. This is going to be a sudden thing. Amen. They won't be a news bulletin. Amen. They won't interrupt the television program or the radio program. They won't send you a message on your phone. Amen. To tell you the end is coming. You've got to realize by the preaching of the Word of God that the end is nigh. The coming of the Lord is nigh. Amen. And this thing will come as a thief in the night to those that are not prepared and those that are not ready. Amen. Then in Jude. Amen. In Jude, if we turn to Jude and we look in verse 14 and 15, amen. And it goes on to say, and Enoch also the seventh from Adam prophesied of these, saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints. Now, we're hearing a lot of things going on about Israel and what was it? Somebody said the president's consentment on it is he'd like to see Israel destroyed, and that would make the world a better place to live. That shows how ignorant he is of God's word. You can read the Quran, amen, from 24/7. You can read it till your eyes bugged out, but you'll never get the truth out of the Quran. If you get the truth, you're going to have to go to the infallible Word of God, amen. And the Word of God tells us plainly, amen, and tells us without any point, amen, that this judgment will come, amen, this judgment will happen, and this thing will take place, amen. Glory to God. Cometh with 10,000 of his saints. What a day that's going to be. Mark it down. I said it. The word backs it up. Israel will never be trodden down again. Israel will never be destroyed. Amen. The whole world will fight against Israel. They will fight till the blood runs up to the bridles of the horses. Amen. But they will not whip Israel not one more time, because God's given them favor. And the Bible said there'll come a day when all Israel shall be saved. Amen. He's going to take this thing. The Bible said, Luke the 21st chapter, until the time of the Gentile be fulfilled. I want to tell you, my friend, the door's closing and this thing's going back to the Jew. Amen. And if you can't get saved under grace, amen, while it's the hour of the Gentile, amen, amen, you will not get saved during the time when the door shuts and it goes back to the Jew. Amen. The Bible said we were grafted in contrary to nature. And how much more is God going to receive the Jew that was not contrary to nature? Amen. It was God's will for the Jew to have salvation. The woman that, amen, said to Jesus, she said, can I not have, amen, the crumbs? The dog gets the crumbs off the master's table and it touched Jesus' heart. I'm telling you something, amen. This thing's going back to the Jew, amen. And I'm going to tell you, in that day, the Bible says all Israel shall be saved, but Jesus will come back, amen, and he will consume, amen. He will consume the enemy with the brightness of his coming. What a day it's going to be. That's what he's talking about here when he said he cometh with 10,000 of his saints. To execute, notice this word, to execute judgment upon all that, to everyone, no one exempt, amen. And to prevent all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed, and of their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. You say, well, how long is going God to let that person get by with it? Don't worry about it. God's keeping score. Amen. Their wickedness, they don't have to pay for it. They don't have to answer for it. You've heard the old expression, what goes around comes around. And there's a powerful lot of truth in that. Amen. Revelation chapter 20 and in verse 11, I believe it is. And I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heavens fled away, and there were found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. Amen. And the books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. Verse 13 said, and the sea gave up the dead which are in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works, which is works. Amen. Verse 14 said, and death and hell were cast into a lake of fire. This is the second death. Amen. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Amen. This sums it up. Amen. Don't let people yank you around and twist you around and tell you that there's no truth in this, because this is the infallible word of God that cannot fail. Amen. And this is what God is saying. And just as surely, amen, as we are here today, this will take place. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Then we find throughout the word of God, amen, that God has substantiated time and time and time and time again. Amen. God will not fail with these things. Amen. Covering, not to be repetitious, but covering this understanding of judgment in 2 Corinthians in verse 5. Chapter 5, verse 10. 2 Corinthians, chapter 5, verse 10. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, and everyone receive these things done in his body according to that he has done, whether it be good or bad. There again, this body, we're going to pay for what we do. I know there are churches that say, well, if you join our church, you exempt from sin. But I'm telling you something, they don't have the authority to exempt you. Amen. I'm telling you, you're going to give account for it. And the word of God has so backed it. Amen. And it will happen as God has said it. Amen. Then we find, amen, John 5 and 22 simply says, for the Father judgeth no man, but has commended all judgment unto the Son. As I said earlier in this message, God said that Jesus Christ is the righteous judge of both. Amen. He's the judge of all. Amen. And he will judge according to what God's word has said. Amen. All judgment has been commended, has been given, amen, committed and given to the Son. He is the righteous judge of both the quick and the dead. Now, according to King James Version, that word quick means alive. If you go to Webster's Dictionary, it means alive. And the Bible said he is the righteous judge of the quick and the dead. That means those that are alive, and dead says what it means of the dead. Amen. Then we get folks that get mixed up on this understanding. I mean, they really get themselves all bent out of shape on this understanding, and they can't figure out what they really believe. Amen. And that's sad. Amen. They tell you to this understanding, they say, well, you know, according to the word of God, a man's works are going to be burned up and he'll lose his reward. Amen. And they think that's all is given. Amen. Well, in 1 Corinthians in chapter 3, let's cover that for just a few minutes. Amen. And we find starting in verse 13, the Bible said, every man's works shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it. But it shall be revealed by fire, and fire shall try every man's works of what sort it is. If any man's works abide which he has built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's works shall be burnt, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved yet by fire. Now, here people say, well, if you live a life of sin, don't worry about it. If you join the church and are saved, God's going to take you on to heaven. No, it's not correct. This is a judgment of works. See, a lot of people dress up in a suit and put a tie on, and you'd think they was kind of intelligent until they opened their mouth. Amen? It's like our president. Some would think he's a fairly intelligent man until he opened his mouth about Israel, and you know he's plumb ignorant of the word of God. Amen? You can stop a drunk out on the street and ask him about Israel. He said, well, Israel ain't going to never be whipped again. That's what I know. A man that's plumb ignorant of the word of God almost knows that. So I really get worried when I hear our leaders say that Israel would be better off if it didn't have Israel. You know, he's better off if they were just gone out of the way. Amen. And also, you find out how little a man knows of God's word when he gets up and tries to preach 1 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter, to say that that's God's judging people to go to heaven or go to hell. Here he's judging them for the rewards, and it's a different type judgment. It's not the judgment. This judgment will only be pronounced upon the people that are born again and saved. Amen. And if you've done the works just to please the pastor, amen, you're going to be in trouble because they may be burned up. Amen. If you just done them to impress somebody, you're going to be in trouble because them works may be burned up. Amen. Then there's another judgment that the Lord speaks about. Amen. And I think we find that in Matthew. In Matthew chapter 25, starting in verse 31. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of glory. The Bible refers to the fact he will sit upon the throne of David. Amen. And he will judge from that throne. Somebody said there's building the temple over there and that'd be one Jesus sat in. No, that'll be the one the Antichrist sits in. The abomination of desolation, 24th chapter of Matthew, as spoken of by the prophet Daniel. Amen. That's when the Bible says that it will become desolate and they'll flee out of that city. That's when the Antichrist sits in the throne of what is called to be David, but it's a man-made throne, and he will sit in that, and the Jews will flee out of that city. That's the reason it says, let not your fright be on Sunday, because they cannot go over 3/4 mile on Sunday, living by the Jewish order, and by the Jewish order, if you measure, it's 7/8 of a mile, I believe, to get out of the city. So that's more than a 3/4. So they're bound, and they pray that this thing don't happen on Sunday. That's given an illustration, knowing it's upon the Jew. And the Bible said to Daniel, upon thy people this thing shall be determined. Amen. This thing will go back to the Jew, and the wrath will come, amen, and God will make them to call upon him, and all Israel will be saved according to the promise of God's word. But here to this understanding, the throne will be raised, and Jesus will sit on the same one that David sat on. That's the word, amen. Verse 32, and before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another. Amen. And as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats, and he shall set the sheep on the right hand side and the goats on the left. Now then, here's what that means. During those hours and times of this judgment, all the nations that come against God and come against Israel will be set on the left. All the ones that stood for God and stood for Israel will be set on the right. Pray to God that America be a sheep nation. Amen. It is balanced now, leaning the wrong way. Amen. Because our leadership is trying to lead us to come against Israel. And if we come against Israel, we will be judged, and will be judged as a goat nation. Amen. Understand all the judgments. First judgment, amen, the judgment of the wicked, amen. They'll be judged out of the book, amen. The righteous will be judged and given eternal life. The righteous will receive also a judgment for their rewards and by their works, and they'll be burned up if they're not of the right motive and right purpose, and they will receive a reward for the works. Then God will judge, amen. He will judge the nations, and there will be a judgment of the sheep and the goat nation. Pray to God that we stay on the winning side. So today, as we hear the conclusion of the whole matter, we understand that all men are judgment bound. The only way that we can escape, amen, the destruction that will come in this judgment is that we be born again by the Spirit of God, and we have and take on the righteousness of God. Amen. And if we take on the righteousness of God, amen, then that life is formed in us as after the likeness and nature of God. Amen. And the wicked man is crucified. The old nature is changed. We become sanctified by the word, by the truth, and by the Spirit. And we live a life that's pleasing unto God. Remember this. You can't work your way to heaven. You've got to be born again to be eligible. Amen. And you work because the Bible said this life that we now have is no longer ours. It's been purchased. Amen. Jesus has become the propitiation, the price paid for sin. We're not saved by the traditions of the elders, but we're saved by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. I'm glad today that I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I'm glad I've been changed, and I'm glad that I'm following in the footsteps of Jesus. I'm glad that I know him. Amen. Glory to God. And not only that I know him, that I am known of him. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. That man that was kicked out, amen, and the Bible said Jesus came looking for him. Amen. I'm telling you, he knows his own, and the Bible said he knows how to deliver the righteous. He knows how to take care of the righteous. Amen. Hold on, my friend. You may think, well, I don't know when God's ever going to come through for me, but there'll come an hour, there'll day that he'll move. Amen. Within your patience possess you your souls. Amen. Continue on in righteousness, continue on in grace, continue on walking, amen, in the righteousness of God, and God will prevail in you, amen, his righteousness, amen. And just in time, amen, God will come through. He will outlast the storm, amen. He's greater within you than he that's within the world. call upon him. The Bible says, draw nigh unto God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Amen. Glory to God. I'm glad today we can rejoice in the Spirit. Amen. For the Bible said, the joy of the Lord, amen, is our strength. Thank God we've got joy in the Lord. Thank God we got strength in the Lord. Thank God we got the promises of God. And thank God, amen, we can be on the right side. Amen. I want to be on the side of God. I want to be on the side that receives the rewards. And I want to be on the side of the sheep nation. Amen. I want the fulfillment of God's judgment of the righteous. Amen. But I'm telling you today, just as he'll judge the righteous. Amen. Just as he will judge the righteous, as he's promised by the word, he will judge the wicked. Amen. And they will not escape. Not one man, not one woman will escape that judgment, but they will be condemned to a place called hell. Amen. The Bible says, well, you know, people say this, they say, well, you know, why are men going to hell? Because they choose wicked over righteousness. They choose, amen, the ungodly ways. Amen. They choose to reject Jesus Christ. They choose to deny the power of God. The Bible says if you deny the power of God, you shall receive unto yourself damnation. That's plain. Amen. Somebody said the other week, he said, Brother Goad, we liked your message. You was preaching a little bit of hellfire and brimnation, and we don't hear much of that preached anymore. Well, if you read the Word of God, it's still the Word of God. Amen. And I say here today, I don't want to scare you into going to heaven. I want you to get you to love Jesus, fall in love with God, and love Jesus enough to want to go. Amen. I believe if I could scare you into going to heaven, the devil would scare you out of it. Amen. But the Bible said, if a man believe in his heart, confess in his mouth, thou shalt be saved. Amen. John 1 and 12 said, as many received him, amen, he gave them the power to become the sons of God. I've always said, if I had to fight the devil, give me John 1 and 12. Amen. For he said, all those who received him gave them power to become the sons of God. Amen. You got that transformation power within you. Amen. God bless you. God love you. Amen. I hope you're on the righteous side of judgment. Lord, we thank you for the word today. We thank you for the power of the word and the promises of the word. God, we thank you, Lord, as we continue in grace. God, we walk in the righteous paths, amen, wherein that you've ordained for us. God, if men and women are listening today need to be saved, let them be saved today. Let them believe in their heart, confess their mouth, and accept Jesus Christ, and be born again by the Spirit of God. Healed, set free, delivered is our prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. God love you and God bless you. Amen. Well, our prayer goes with you today. And hope, God, that keeps you, and hope this message has been a blessing to you. Amen. And I pray that you can be an overcomer all the way to the end. God love you. God bless you until we come to you again. Amen and amen and amen.